This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union lawmakers Wednesday endorsed a new travel certificate ahead of summer that will allow people to move between countries in Europe without having to quarantine or undergo extra tests for the coronavirus. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry from another vacation season hindered by COVID-19 restrictions. Holiday destination countries like Greece have led the drive for the certificate, which will take both paper and digital form. All EU countries must recognize it for 1 year beginning July 1st. Several have already begun introducing the system, including Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Greece, and Poland. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Wednesday he regrets having to take all the flak for holding the Summer Olympics during a pandemic, as his government reportedly favors allowing domestic spectators into stadiums to watch the games. Tokyo 2020 has already been postponed by a year and faces strong opposition from the public, medical experts, and some former athletes amid a fourth wave of infections in Japan. Suga's comments appear to show bubbling political tensions as the government bolsters its assurances to the world that the games will be safe when they start on July 23rd. Government officials and Olympic organizers are in favor of holding the games with local spectators as COVID-19 vaccines are rolled out and case numbers decline, the Asahi newspaper reported without citing sources. Foreign spectators are already prohibited from the Olympics, and organizers will finalize plans for spectators before the end of the month. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. El Salvador's president says Bitcoin is to become legal tender in El Salvador, making it the first nation to adopt a cryptocurrency for everyday use. Lawmakers in the Central American Nations Congress passed a bill late Tuesday that will eventually allow the famously volatile digital currency to be used for many aspects of daily life, from property purchases to tax contributions. El Salvador's main currency is the U.S. dollar, and it's unclear how the country plans to implement Bitcoin as a functioning currency. Yet the Salvadorian leader has hailed the virtual currency as the, quote, fastest growing way to transfer billions of dollars in remittances and prevent millions from being lost to intermediaries. Remittances from Salvadorians working overseas represent a major chunk of the economy, about 22% of its gross domestic product. It totaled $5.9 billion last year, according to official reports. French President Emmanuel Macron denounced, quote, violence and stupidity after he was slapped in the face Tuesday by a man during a visit to a small town in southeastern France. The incident prompted a wide show of support for the head of state from politicians across the ideological spectrum. Video shows a man slapping Macron in the face and the president's bodyguards pushing the aggressor away as the head of state was quickly rushed from the scene. A French prosecutor said two people are being detained by police. Their motives are not known at this stage. The online world has received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet. On Tuesday, dozens of websites briefly went offline around the globe, including CNN, The New York Times, and Britain's government homepage, after an outage at the cloud service Fastly. The company has indicated the outage appeared to be caused internally. Brief internet services outages are not uncommon and are only rarely the result of hacking or other mischief. Still, major futures markets in the U.S. dipped sharply minutes after the outage, which came a month after a cyber attack forced the shutdown of the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S. And the daughter of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Tuesday that attempts by Russian government to silence critics like her father will not work and voiced concern about the, quote, fast downfall of democracy in my country, end quote. She made an unusual public appearance at a virtual human rights summit where she accepted a moral courage award on behalf of her father, who was serving a 2.5-year jail term. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.